I heard about how you shot a man, Jen said. It was on the wire at the station. Jesse nodded. How does that feel? Jen said. Necessary, Jesse said. They were in Jen's living room, sitting together on her couch. Jen was drinking white wine. Jesse had a Pepsi. Oh, Mr. Laconic, you must feel more than that. I try not to, Jesse said. You need to experience your feelings, Jesse. But I don't need to talk about them. Are you angry? You sound angry. Jesse was quiet for a short time. Yes, he said. I guess maybe I am. At me? No. Jen leaned back against the arm of the sofa. She sipped a small amount of her wine, looking at Jesse over the rim of her glass. What? She said. Jesse stood and walked to the window and looked out. Then he turned and leaned against the wall beside the window. Feelings, Jesse said, can really fuck you. Jen raised her eyebrows and didn't say anything. Guy I shot, Jesse said. Guy named Snyder. Jen nodded. Jesse noticed, as he always did, how big her eyes were. He couldn't face it without being married to the woman he used to punch around. He beat her up, Jen said. Regularly. And she stayed with him? For years, Jesse said. I had something to do with her finally leaving him. Why didn't she leave him sooner? She didn't have anything else. There must be something better than getting beat up all the time, Jen said. Jesse shrugged. Poor bastard, he said. Her, I should think she'd be glad he was gone. Him, Jesse said. Because he's dead? Jesse drank some Pepsi. Because he was so scared he'd lose her, Jesse said, that he lost her. Beating her up might not be the best way to keep her, Jen said. He had to control her. Unless he could control her, she might leave. Jen got up and poured herself half a glass more wine. Then she sat back down on the couch and tucked her feet under her. And when she did leave, he tried to force it more, Jen said. Yep. He tell you this? No. You're guessing, then. Jesse shook his head. I'm not guessing, he said. Jen had put her wine glass down on the coffee table. She had never cared if she drank or not, Jesse thought. I wonder what that's like. You're talking about you and me, Jen said. Maybe a little. You've never hit me. No, I never would, Jesse said. But you know how he felt, Jen said. Something about the way I've clamped on to you, Jesse said. You can't stand. I love you, though. I know that. You're my best friend in the world, Jen said. I know that, too. Jesse finished his Pepsi and got up and got another can. He brought the can back from the kitchen and sat back down beside Jen on the couch. Maybe if I could let you go, Jesse said, then maybe you could stay. There are problems I need to solve, too, Jen said. Sure, Jesse said. But I don't have to be one of them. Jen put her hand out and pressed it against his cheek. The only way to have what you want is not to want it, she said. Something like that. And this man you shot, Jen said, Snyder. He never learned that. Nope. And it killed him, Jen said. With a little help from me.